If not, members will indicate as to how best we can deal with it. You have in front of you the budget vote report together with the minutes of the same day when that budget vote was discussed. Honorable Mubu?
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. But I just wanted to bring to attention the fact that our meetings don't start on time. For whatever reason, but I think it's not fair that some members come here on time and have to wait for anything up to 30 minutes before the meeting starts. If it's possible, maybe we can move the meeting to 10 o'clock so that most members don't have to come here and sit and wait. However, we suggest that with objection.
Thank you, Honorable Mubu. I think your concern is genuine and is accordingly noted. If it comes to a push, we'll only meet at 9 when there is a pressing issue. But if we have a normal day, 10 o'clock is best for, because some members are using buses, and by the time when it is 9 o'clock, some of the buses are not here yet. And that is one reason that is making us to start late. Otherwise, we apologize for the inconveniences we have caused to some of the members, but we have taken, and the committee secretary has had the concern that rather have the meeting starting at 10 with the guarantee that everybody will be here at 10 o'clock when the meeting starts. Welcome, Honorable Skopana. We are now considering the report. I had just posed a question to the members whether you have had enough time to look at the report and what is it that you want to raise before we finalize the report and the minutes that goes with that report. Honorable September?
No.
Oh, okay. Mukhalap?
Thanks, Chair. I don't think that there's anything substantial that needs changing. All the issues that we have raised when we had a briefing by the DG on the threat plan and as well as the proposed budget were duly addressed. So I would move that we adopt the report as it appears.
We are looking at the Portfolio Committee on International Relations and what the draft report. It's still a draft report,
yeah.
Because it will be a report after we have adopted it and agreed to everything as it appears in that document. So the draft is the one we are considering.
The one on the 9th of March.
The one on the 9th of March, yes, okay. Honorable Skopana. Do you have anything to say?
No, not so far.
Okay. Any other member? Agreed. It has been proposed by Honorable Mukhalapa that as far as he is concerned, the draft report is a true reflection of all the issues that were raised with the department on that day of the 9th of March 2011, and he accordingly proposes that this be adopted as a report of the Portfolio Committee on the presentation of the budget for 2011. Can I get a seconder? It has been seconded by both Honorable Kosana and Honorable Kenneth Sililo Mogu. I know he likes it.
Yes.
He likes it when I said. Okay, members, in addition to the document in front of us, is there any other issues, or are there any other issues that members would like to raise as recommendations to the department in as far as it relates to this budget vote? You are fine with everything. Honorable Dakova.
But I think normally that come out in the debate, as members debate the budget vote,
mm-hmm.
in terms of recommendations following on the report
mm-hmm.
That we submitted.
Yes.
So I think whichever areas members have been speaking on, they will be raising recommendations around those areas.
Okay.
As it pertains to the report.
Yes, we understand that, but we thought it would be helpful if we discuss those recommendations so that we don't get a shock of our lifetime in the House when we recommend something we do not know. But if members give us the guarantee that the recommendations they will raise will be recommendations that are in line with everything that has been discussed and done by the department and nothing else. Honorable Mogo.
Thank you, Chair. I do agree with what you say. But there's also the point that when this strategic plan was being presented to us, if we had any recommendations at the time, we should have made those recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the strategic plan of the department. And so the committee's responsibility was to say to them, change this, add on that, and do this and that. But if we didn't do that, it means
we have lost the opportunity to have done that, but we still can if we think that there are some other issues. Even if members are not in a position to raise that now, we can raise that in the debate.
Mm.
Is that in order?
Yes.
No. Honorable September. Your machines are not working. Their machines are not working.
They are simple.
No, I have chosen to use machines.
Am I protected now?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I wanted to quickly say that I don't think we lost an opportunity on the world, because from the presentation that the department gave us, indeed there were a number of areas that we felt we need to make recommendations on for us to work through, because by the time that the department comes with their annual report later in the year, we would be in a good position to see whether the department has lived up to the issues that they have raised. Now, if you go through some of the areas that we raised, it's under the heading of members' concerns, wasn't quite, the wording is not quite the appropriate one, but nevertheless, the first one is this is a budget that we dealt with. So obviously our recommendations must be around the financing allocation of the department. The second one was with regards to the department's capacity. And under the capacity one, there's an area where the department keeps on saying that they have not filled vacancies. And so obviously, that could be turned into a recommendation. But further to that also, we spoke about the department's ability or inability to project itself internationally on a range of different areas, and that's really public diplomacy issue also came in. And so that's another area that we need to say something about. And then of course, closer to home, we spoke about trade, regional trade, and interest trade, and we said that the department has also got to align itself to making sure that job creation is part of the agenda, and that the range of things needs to be taken out of that. And I'm pretty sure, Chair, that you know we had a lot of reports from the department, not a lot, I mean, we had some reports from the department on the what is happening in North Africa. So that section also needs to be extracted. And then I think members raised out of their experiences of going to, I think, Ethiopia, they raised the capacity of the department country worldwide about how
I'm with you.
About how the capacitations of embassies and their strategic role or not that was raised. I think those are the areas, Chair, that I wanted to point out. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Mubu.
Thank you, Chair. I'm fully aware of what she's talking about, because that's all contained on page 7 of the report.
Mm.
But the point is, we raised this issue during the presentation, and so it was up to the department to include those concerns of ours in the strategic plan, which I hope they're done. So I don't think it's for us now to go through those things again. We made the recommendation, we raised the issues of concern, and the recommendations that should have gone into the final document of the department.
Okay, honorable members, that page 7 speaks directly to what Honorable September has said, and what we are proposing is that in our budget speeches, we will try to speak to those issues that we feel very strongly that the department in this financial year must give particular attention, issues of public diplomacy, the representation of the disabled, of people with disabilities, all those issues as we engage, interact with the budget, approving the budget of course, but we must emphasize that these will have to be attended to. And then when we meet with the department towards the end of the year in an annual report, then we have to assess as to whether where all those issues that have been raised, we have been taken into consideration. I have noted Honorable Velma.
Thank you, Chair. I'm covered. Especially with on what Honorable Kusimba was saying about the vacancies and so forth. I think there's no basis by the department how they would solve that issue regarding the large number of vacancies in this process. I'm covered by your comment, so I'm fine.
Okay. Honorable September, followed by Honorable Kosana.
Can I get a clear, Chair?
Yes.
Yes, I hear your comments on the immigration in the budget. That's a separate thing. Even with the report now, I mean, we can't turn the budget debate into a report. There's no one that's
Mm-hmm.
So I hear what the Honourable Member is saying, but I think there's a slight misunderstanding that this is not the department, this is ours.
Mm-hmm.
This is our own report, this is our own reflection, and it is our duty to do with it, not what we want, but you know, reasonably make sure that we do certain things in here. So for ease of having a dialogue with the member, quite clearly, the section on page 7, a number of those areas that have a heading on the latter pages, that speaks to these other recommendations that we have made as ours. We must do our oversight on the basis of what the department has said, and we must see these things too, not the department, and our responsibility.
Okay, and I would propose that because we're having a next session, or today's session, we are waiting for the department at 11. The staff, immediately we finish here, they will go now and draft those in page 7 as recommendations of the committee to the ATC. And then by the time we come back,
what time is it now?
We have an hour for them to do that, and then when we meet at 11 with the department, we will deal with the business of the department and also adopt this final report for it to be put on the ATC. Is that in order? Because the way it has been captured, it's not as recommendation as yet, but not concerned, then they will have to go and retract this and put it as clear recommendation of the committee to be tabled in Parliament. Honorable Skotana?
No, Madam Chair, I do agree with you on that point also, but I also wanted to say that we should be aware not to confine the debate to, because we're dealing with a dynamic subject of international relations, and then we need to have room to, because some of the issues are happening now as we speak, you know, out there. Things like Swaziland just happened, and the others are keep happening. The NATO, these things keep happening. While we're sitting here. So we're dealing with a dynamic type of process, so we should not confine ourselves to what is what we spoke about in the last month or so. So let's give the discussion the room, the debate the room in the House. But I think there is consensus that we will converge on most of the issues.
Thank you, Honorable Kosana, and thank you, Member. The
what is the other question at the minute?
In the next 10 minutes, I want us to adopt the minutes of the committee of the Wednesday, 16 February 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's quite a number of them. Okay, that's January. Okay, the January one. It was a briefing by the Department of International Relations on the imprisonment in Israel of members of parliament from the Hamas Legislative Council. That was the only agenda item for that day. And the department was represented by who? I'm trying to remind members of that meeting.
Ambassador
Ngombani. Remember, this was yes, the department was represented by Ambassador Sisa Ngombani, the Director General Asia and Middle East, who briefed the committee on South Africa's government stance on Israel and Palestine in view of the committee's pending visit to the region. You would remember that there was a letter which was sent to the committee by the Minister of International Relations that the committee should consider, but as and when this was discussed, that visit, as far as I could remember, was no longer relevant. Are you with me, members?
Yeah.
And that's it. And if you look on page 3, the committee deliberations, the committee had reiterated that the committee had found a visit to Israel during 2010 to be useful, but it should not have been a one-sided sort of a mission or a visit. It should come up with a balanced view of issues or a balanced perspective. And the committee felt that it was not going to be beneficial if the country was perceived to be favoring one party and to engage in the conflict and that and that and that and that. And what was the resolution here? Oh yes, the committee finally resolved that if that trip is finally undertaken, it should not only be one side of the two conflict areas, which is Palestine and Israel. Rather, the committee, if it gets an opportunity to visit there, it should go to both areas. That is, to Palestine, have a balanced view of issues, and to Israel also, and then maybe we can take it from there. It was just a summary of what was the substantial issue on this matter of the 18 January meeting 2011. Honorable Skopana?
No, just a point of information, Madam Chair, that if the committee decides to undertake the trip, you have to verify first also with the two protagonists, that is Israel and Palestine. Because I remember when we were going there, when Stoller was still in the chair, Israel would not allow us to see the officials because we were also going to visit the Palestinians. So they were saying that as long as we want to visit the Palestinians, then they will not give us a hearing as the Israeli state of government. You need to see whether that condition has been removed, and you can see both. But we did go, in any case, we did go.
Okay, Honorable Jacoba? Nothing. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the 18th of January minutes, the ones referring to this issue, Palestine, Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Loretta Jacoba, she moved. And Honorable Mukhalapa, second. Thank you, members. We have dealt with that one. Okay. Second set is the 15th of February 2011. Okay. Members, are you saying it's 16 or 15? 16. Okay, the 15th is a report or a draft report on the presentation the department made on the development then in the region in Africa called the North Africa region. One was Sudan, Cote d'Ivoire. You don't have that?
Don't have that.
No, it's not North Africa, eh? It's on the political development in the Sudan and Cote d'Ivoire in particular, the first report or the draft report that I'm referring to of the 15th of February 2011. Have you got that?
We don't have that.
You don't? Okay, let's put this aside and deal with the 16th. 16th of February, it was Well, this one I think will take 2 minutes. It was the consideration of the oversight visit to the Western Cape and...
No. Actually,
yes.
This two, the 23rd of February and the 16th of February, one and the same thing.
Okay.
The other one is considering the oversight report of the Western Cape and Addis Ababa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a briefing on the north of Africa, that's where it came.
Mm.
And then the 16th one, only the consideration of the report of the oversight of the Western Cape and Southern and Emba and Ethiopia.
So the 23rd of February.
If I recall, what happened was on the 16th, it was the initial report.
Yes.
Then there were some suggestions made by the committee to refer back the report,
yes,
so that it can be refined.
Yes,
and
it comes back to
the report.
Yes.
So that is the thing. So when you look at them, you look at them simultaneously.
Okay.
You don't separate them.
Okay. Honorable Sosana in September, can you also engage with us? Please. Right, we are now on the 23rd of February and the 16th simultaneously. As already been mentioned, that the 16th February report has been incorporated in the 23rd of February, and the briefing on the North Africa is also in those minutes. You had a briefing on the development in Egypt at the time of the meeting. You also had a briefing on the development in Libya at that time, followed by Tunisia, and the last paragraph there is implications for us as a country. And the implication is that the committee was informed that the South African government could play a significant role in sharing experiences with Tunisia or Tunisian interim government and in providing strategic guidelines towards a successful transformation into a democracy that is acceptable to the people and the rest of the world. And South Africa has a bilateral commission with Tunisia, which is at implementation stage. And then thereafter, there were observations that the committee had deliberated on, like disapproving of the killing of innocent civilians and the African Union not expressing its view on the situation, and South Africa also, that is the views of the committee, South Africa also slow in making its position known to the situation, on the situation in Libya, and the role of the Islamic formations in the region needed to be studied further. South Africa opposed democratic practices, human rights, and whatever. The EU and South and USA have played a major role in shaping the government in the region. The media and social networks played a major role. Those were the observations of the committee and the conclusions on the last page. Are you there? So is this a true reflection of that meeting on the 23rd of February 2011? Honorable Dudley?
I'm okay with it. I'll propose it.
Sorry?
I said I'm proposing it.
Oh, you're proposing that we adopt the minute.
We're also proposing that the aircon turns down a little.
That should be
minute. Yeah.
Okay, it has been proposed that the minutes of the 23rd of February 2011 be adopted. Can I get any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Mubu, proposed by Honorable Dudley. I thought it would be done by now because I had given these ladies next to me some assignments before 11.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable Loretta?
Thank you, Chair. Just a point of order.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry I have to do this to my sweet son. There was an apology from Honorable Mubu. So you can't second. You were not empowered.
Okay, it has been proposed by Honorable Dudley and seconded by Honorable Suleiman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our apologies, Honorable Mubu.
Why did you do that?
My sweetheart.
You couldn't.
Okay, can I just make a general point, Chair, okay?
Yes.
I raised a matter in one other meeting when we were in Mark's building at one point. Between yourself, the chairperson, and the committee secretary, just to confirm my membership of this committee.
Okay.
Because my name does not appear on the attendance register. Also, when I put an apology, it's not noted.
Okay.
But when I'm present, it's noted.
Okay.
So I think, can you just confirm, because the chairperson told me he had a letter from the chief of office of where I was put back on the committee. Can that just be sorted out and together with the committee section as well to add my name then to the, if that's the case, to add my name to the attendance section?
Okay, Honorable Sir, sorry, not you, September, Jacoba. The issue will be followed up and dealt with accordingly.
We don't look alike, man.
Come again?
We don't look alike.
I know. And where do we go now?
Thank you very much.
Is that the last set? Okay, we are now on the 2nd of March 2011. The agenda was the briefing by the department on its quarterly report to the National Treasury. Here we were dealing with issues of the department's program one, administration, and two, international relations, which is the biggest program in the department, where they reported that they had spent about 1.732 billion of the allocated 2.007, which was about 72.9%. And program three, state protocol and public diplomacy, the adjusted appropriation to this program was reported to be 233,923,000,000, and the actual expenditure at the 31st of December 2010 was 147,673,000,000. Which reflected a 63% of adjusted appropriation as compared to a 80% projected spending. And the fourth program was international transfers, which had a program was about 825 million, and the actual expenditure as of the 31st December 2010 was about 80.571 million, representing 9.7% as compared to 71 projected spending. Are you with me, members?
Yes. But Chair, why are you reading this?
No, I'm reminding you of what we discussed before you adopt. You should just remember and note where you have to. I'm not reading everything. Okay. Then your concerns on page 5, and concerns dealt with, and then the last page. That's it. I have heard that members are well conversant with this document, and I'm now ready to ask for somebody to move for the adoption. Honorable Loretta?
Yeah, Chair, I'm not noted that I didn't be present, but I was present at that meeting.
You are not noted?
Yeah, no, yeah, under the attendance, I was present at that meeting.
Okay.
So
so I moved.
With that correction,
we correct the attendance register that Honorable Loretta was present and she also moved. Second, Honorable Prasanna, who was also present.
I was sitting next to her.
So it's the alibi.
Is this the last one? Okay. The 23rd of March was a preparation for the strategic plan workshop for the committee. So it's a very thin document that the committee was making its own preparation for its own.
The 19th of March, Chairperson?
And the 19th of March. Did I skip? Okay.
Nothing much, no. No. We have 23 months or 13 April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, this one, the 9th March.
Yes, we don't have
it relates to the budget vote. So apparently these ladies next to me, they are so energetic, they write everything twice. Because this, the 9th of March, it was dealing with the budget vote, and it is in that document that we have already approved of. Okay? The 23rd, preparation for the workshop. Can I get a mover? Honorable Dudley moved. Honorable Mubu, second. The last set is of the 13th of April, 2011. It was the consideration of the committee annual business plan and the program for the second term. We also remember that. Where we were saying we would like to go here, UN, what, all those things. Our annual.
Are we going?
Well, we still are with finances permitting and permission being granted by the powers that be.
Then we are hoping.
We are not going, we are hoping.
We are still hopeful.
Should we pray?
Should we?
Pray.
If your prayers are always answered, I would encourage you to pray harder.
But are we going to go to heaven?
I'm in praying.
Can I get a mover?
But I didn't get an answer.
Honorable Mukhalapa Moon. A seconder. Honorable Loretta, at least we are recorded as being present in this one. Jacoba's second.
Chairperson, as one little matter arising under paragraph 3 of the issue, on page 3, where we are agreed to do the gift for the now gone DG.
Mm-hmm.
Have we had an opportunity to present him with a gift? Is it still lying in someone's office somewhere?
We have not had an opportunity to present the gift.
Yeah.
The last time I checked, and it is still outstanding.
And one poor inmate in correctional services didn't sleep one night.
Okay.
To finish that gift.
All right. And whilst we are at that point, I got an SMS, and I would hope that other members also got an SMS invitation to the wedding of Baba Adwa. Changa.
No, we
didn't.
I did.
Okay. For those who don't know, Baba Lua was our committee secretary until recently when the Honorable Tulas Mwesi got promoted, then he took Babalwa with him to the greener pasture. But we have been given that honor of being invited to her wedding. It's somewhere, it's on the 17th of June, eh? In Eastern Cape. Those of us who can make it. Huh?
Sorry, what did you say that?
No, no. I was saying she was our committee secretary until. No, no. She was with us until Tulas got promotion and Tulas took her to his.
Not office. In the biblical sense.
No, no, no. No. Not in that context. Okay, honorable members, can we break until 11?
Before you do,
Chair. Yes.
Sorry. Just to say quickly, and this is a report from myself and honorable Susana when you take them, I talk to you also.
Okay.
The first thing is, look, it's really a very big amount of minutes, so it will be helpful that, you know, we lower the volume as much as we can. It's really impossible to catch up a minute on one day. So if we can agree sort of every second meeting or something, you know, we should have minutes and not catch up. Second thing is, Chair, a number of things that we are weighing in this minute. And because things are on the move in the committee all the time, we've got to find some way, Chair, to extract the issues out of the minute for interaction with the department and a response for us to come back, because this minute is not this minute, there are important decisions in there and those decisions need to be seen through by the committee. So somehow, Chair, there's got to be something that needs to be devised to have a follow-up with the department on the issues that we have here. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Can I represent our discussion well?
Thank you very much for that report. At least it was something very progressive that had the interest of the committee at heart. We would appreciate that even in future. When you have had such interaction, then we get a report. Honorable Jacoba, followed by Honorable Kulima.
Thank you. Small amendment to what the Honourable Contender said about our minutes. Can we not, as part of...
Sir, just hold it. Honourable Mungu, remember that by 11 you have to be here.
That's
right. Thank you.
Just a small amendment to what the first proposal. Can we not have as a standing agenda item adoption of the previous minutes at every meeting? Then we don't have to file them up because we might lose very important things as the Honourable Member said. Because now we're trying to cast our minds back to that particular meeting and all of that. So we have it as a standing item, minutes, matters arising. We start our meeting, as we said at the beginning, because 9 o'clock seems to be a bit. So we start at half past 9, and if officials are going to be there, they are invited for 10 o'clock. So the first half an hour we deal with the previous minutes, also so that they don't have to come and sleep here in Cape Town the night before, because it becomes very difficult for some of them to get here at 9 o'clock. So we start our meetings at 10 o'clock. We have for the first half an hour after 9 to 10, we have our minutes, and that should be able to carry on. There was another thing.
Members of staff, honestly, this has been a lot of minutes, and we had to make a recollection of, by the way, what was that meeting all about? And it can't go on like that because we lose some of the things that we would have wanted to make immediate follow-up. So as soon as we have done with a business, and then you should come back to us quickly when it's still fresh in our minds. Honorable Suleiman?
Honorable Chair, I've been covered by the Honorable Chair.
Okay.
But I would like now to second the two proposals.
Okay. Thank you. You can have a break until 11 o'clock. No, no, the department has been invited and they'll only be here at 11 for the... Remember, we talked about MDGs and their importance. So our second item is that briefing by the department on those millennium. It's the same notice for today.
I got an SMS for the 9 o'clock meeting.
No, no, the meeting was scheduled to start at 9, and it has started at about 20 past 9, not 9 o'clock. But now the second item, we have dealt with our business as the committee, and the second item is that one of the briefing by the department, and they'll only be here at 11. What time is it now? 10:15. So those of you who want to do some minor errands can quickly go there and come back.
From the